Well, let's pray. Lord, I ask that you would speak to all of us today, that you would pour out your Spirit upon us, that you would rain down your love for us, and that you would give us food for thought and the seed for the soil of our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Several times over the years, I have pointed out the reality that, well, we're nothing but dirt. And that's all. In fact, you can turn to your neighbor and tell that person, you're nothing but dirt. Go ahead and do it. Some of you probably wanted to say that for years, so you got an opportunity to do it here. I had one woman, it must be 20 years ago now, says, yeah, turned to her husband and said, you're nothing but dirt, and you should die. I put on my black and white shirt and got my whistle out. Some of you may not believe that you're dirt, but let me prove it to you. Read with me Genesis 2:7, which is printed in your bulletin. Here we go. Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Now, it could be argued by you ladies that you're a rib and your husband's nothing but dirt. But there you have it. We're nothing but dirt. Thanks be to God. He loves us anyway. So turn to your neighbor again and tell them, you're nothing but dirt, but God loves you anyway. That always sounds like one of those left-handed compliments to me. I don't know about you. You're nothing but dirt, but God loves you anyway. It's kind of like Jesus loves you, but the rest of us think you're a jerk. But it's true. We're nothing but dirt. God loves us. We're like Adam, nothing but dirt given life. And Jesus tells the picture of the story of the sower and the seed. And in that story, the people of God are the dirt on which the word of God, like seed, falls. And I want us to read it together, Matthew 13, verses 3 to 9. Here we go. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they had not much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell upon thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Jesus goes on to explain this picture story, and he says the seed is the word of God, and the different kinds of dirt, soil, are God's people. Where the dirt was shallow, the word of God finds root, but when the stress of life comes to the person who is shallow dirt, the word dies very quickly, even though it grows quickly at first. The shallow Christian can receive the word again each Sunday and rejoice in it, and it will sprout, but when stress of life comes, it dies. The busy Christian is like the dirt that holds the thorns, which choke the word of God out. The busy Christian hears the word, but because of all the busyness of life, and maybe leisure and pleasure as well, it only grows for a short period. But then all the other stuff of life chokes it out. The busy Christian can hear the word of God again, but the distractions of life will choke it out again. No fruit. The Christian who is like a path in life is soil that is packed down and hard, and the spiritual person is so hardened that they won't even allow the word of God to get a hold in them. They're hardened by their own pride, they won't submit to God's word, or a lot of times they're just hardened because they deal with the world and people all the time. And so they get walked on by people and situations and circumstances of life so much that they end up being like a hard path. You might even say cold at times to the word of God. So when they hear the word of God, they think it is for the birds. And like the parable says, the birds come and get it. And so the world even devours what word of God falls on them. They hear it, but it can't take root. Then there is a spiritual person who is plowed, a person who is humble and open to new growth, who produces in abundance from the word of God. In all cases, there is dirt that is involved. And in all cases, that dirt is spiritual people. Ask yourself a question. What kind of dirt are you? What kind of dirt am I? Rocky soil that is shallow and needs to be broken down and broken up in order to produce fruit? Or are you hard dirt that's packed down? Dirt that seems to be a pathway and you have been walked on by people and situations, circumstances of life. And so you need to be plowed up in order to be even open to the Word of God. Are you good soil, but you're just covered up with the thorns, the distractions, the business of life? You have let so many other things grow up in you instead of God's Word. Do you need to plow under some of those thorns under that are in your life in order to let God's Word grow in you? Do you wish to be good soil that receives God's Word again? What are the banquets in Jamaica and Fort Myers meant to me? I went to Jamaica knowing that I was a hard path. The work, the cares of the world, life in general, the situation, circumstances, the soil of my life had become packed down, and I knew it. So when I went to Jamaica, I realized that I had an opportunity to make myself available to God. Some people won't even make themselves available to Him, but at least I got enough sense to do that. And so I decided I would fast. I would fast from all kinds of American food and drink and the internet and TV and phones and news and my work with you and all that we do here. I would fast from all that stuff and make myself available for God to do some work in me, to give me a little bit of vision in terms of who we are as God's people, who I am, what we are to be about as a church, what I'm to be about in terms of my life. I was looking for God to plow me up a little bit for a new time and season for me. And I think also for us. This brings me to the main body of this message. It's time to seek the Lord. For those of us who wish to be fruitful for the kingdom of God and ourselves in this life, I believe that it's a new time and a new season, and it will require two things of us. We need to prepare the soil of our lives to receive God's word and His grace. And we need to have a passion and a desire for God's Spirit to rain down on us so that when the seed, the word of God, is given to us, we will have a fresh anointing. What I went to Jamaica for, besides doing the work, which it was a work, was for a fresh anointing. The soil of my life had been packed down, and I knew I needed that, plowed up, but I also needed a fresh anointing. So read with me Hosea 10:12, and then in a minute we're going to read Zechariah 10:1. Read with me Hosea 10:12. Here we go. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap the fruit of steadfast love, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, that He may come and rain salvation upon you. Now that verse says it's time to seek the Lord. In the Zechariah verse, we discover the time in which we are to seek the Lord. Let's read it together. Ask rain from the Lord in the season of the latter rain, from the Lord who makes the storm clouds, who gives men showers of rain, to everyone the vegetation in the field. So we have the time when we are to seek the Lord. It's a season of the latter rain. We also have in these two verses the two things needed in order to receive the Lord, to receive what the Lord wants us to have in terms of His Word. In Hosea, we see the preparation of the soil, which translated into our lives is the preparation of our own hearts for seed and rain. The coming of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. In Zechariah, we see that we need to have a passion, a desire for God to pour out upon us His rain, the rain of His Spirit. Now, if we look at first at the Hosea verse, it says that we are to break up the fallow ground. That means the ground of our lives that has been used to grow things before, but it may have been idle for a while. It's ground that has been inactive or, for me, the hard path. And the call of the prophet of Hosea is to plow up the fallow ground of our souls. The thing that I know is you have to make yourself available for that. It is places which has produced fruit before. This is not a judgment against the person so much as it is a call to prepare for another crop. It's time for a new time and a new season in the purposes of God. And I believe that we as a church are in a new time and a new season. You know, a farmer can't live in the past. He can't survive on past harvests. When it comes to God's work through our lives, there comes a time for new fruit. This really necessitates a new plowing of your life, your soul, this church. For me, I knew that when I went down to Jamaica that I was a hard path and I need to be plowed up again because I can't live in the past. You don't want a pastor who lives in the past, do you? I wouldn't. I don't think God wants His people to live in the past. One of the things that I have discovered is that over the years, even if you're walking with the Lord Jesus, you can become packed down in the soul of your life. And I've had it happen two or three times. And it's where I found myself as I got ready to go to Jamaica. It's not that you notice any particular hardness of heart, but things just get packed down. And the Lord comes at times and He says, you know, I want to do a new thing in you, but you need to be plowed up in order for new fruit to be produced, for new seed to be planted. I discovered this truth again, going to Jamaica. The Lord needed to plow up the fallow ground of my soul in order for me to produce more fruit in the future. When the Spirit of God plows up our hearts, it can turn things over and it can turn things upside down. And it's not a matter of injuring us or even rooting out evil things. It's just a plowing so that we can receive new seed because the ground of our souls gets hard. All you have to do is go out to a farm. You'll notice it gets hard. And it will not receive seed unless it gets plowed up again. And we become like the soil that is in that pathway. Like Jesus talked about in this parable we read earlier. We can get packed down. And you know, all of us have a tendency to become hard soil. You know, I was packed down to many things. And because there's so many things that have been walking in and out of my life and my life and my work, and things can just get, you know, well, you walk on a path long enough, or enough people walk on it, and it gets hard. And I knew that. And then what happens is you resist seed, and rain rolls off of you. We resist the seed, the Word of God that God wants us to have. We also resist the rain of the Holy Spirit. When we get hard, it just runs off of us because we are packed down like dirt, packed down. It's a natural tendency in us. It's not a matter of the ground saying, you know, I will become hard. It just happens naturally. It gets packed down. So do we. We naturally get packed down, and then we become hardened to the Word of God and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit on our lives. It just runs off of it. It's just part of life. And we need to be plowed up every so often in order to receive God's Word and to be fruitful again. So how do we renew the soil of our lives? Well, I knew I had an opportunity in Jamaica, and so I took it. But we have opportunities around here. You know, this women's retreat that's coming up, ladies, it's a time for plowing if you want to, or receiving new seed. You know, we have these banquets coming up in the spring. Whether you go as a guest or whether you go as team, it doesn't matter. It's a good time to get plowed. It's a good time so that you can get watered on again. Now, I know plowing can take place in Sunday school classes and maybe in your personal reading or even here in church. But I know it's hard to do more than throw seed on Sunday morning. Not a whole lot of plowing goes on here. You know, but I may be giving some of you a plow so you can begin. I think the essence of being plowed by God is a couple of things. First off, submitting to the truth that you may be hard soil. And second, a desire for God to plow you. Now, I've learned to be available to God on occasion. And He has to do the work. So in this first verse from Hosea, we have need for the preparation of our hearts. And the reason is because that there's a prophetic call that it is time to seek the Lord. In the second verse, the specific time to seek the Lord is shown to us in a particular season. And it is a season of the latter rain. Zechariah says, ask rain from the Lord in the season of the latter rain. And this verse is comparing the season of spiritual life to the planting and the harvesting season in Israel. There were fall rains and spring rains. Now, their seasons are reversed from us. They harvest in the spring and they plant in the fall. In the Bible, it speaks of the former rains and the latter rains. And the former rains are the rains when seed is planted and which gets the plant started. And that happens around here in April and May. The latter rains were the rains that fell near the time of harvest. That was late July and August for us. And these rains would bring to completion the growth cycle of the grain that was in the fields when the beans and the wheat and the corn were filling out the seed, the fruit of the plant. If the latter rains didn't occur, then much of the harvest would be lost. And we have experienced it in the Midwest in this past summer because there was drought. And so all the harvests were smaller. So when Zechariah says, ask for the rain in the season of the latter rain, this is a prayer. And there is a passion and a desire in this prayer for asking. If they didn't get the rain, they weren't going to have a harvest. Even if the seed was in the ground and growing, if you didn't have a harvest, you were still going to be poor and starving. And so there was a lot of motivation to ask the Lord for the rain in the time of the latter rains. Now, in terms of the prophet Zechariah, he's talking about a spiritual reality in us. He was using an agricultural picture to say we need to pray and ask God to pour out His grace and His Holy Spirit upon us in the season of the latter rain, or the season of latter pouring out of His Spirit and grace on people. Hosea is saying that we need to prepare our hearts, the souls of our being, to receive God's Word and God's grace and God's Spirit. And he is saying that that time is right now. Zechariah is saying that the time to seek the Lord is a season of the latter rain. And he also makes the point that you better ask. You better have a desire for the pouring out of His Spirit. Otherwise, it may not come to you in the field of your life. And this is one of the things that I understood when I went to Jamaica. First off, I had to be available to be plowed, but I also had to be willing and prayerful about, Lord, I want you to, in fact, talk to me. In other words, it's not going to rain on the field of your life unless you ask for it. Now, we've all seen weather reports that say we have scattered showers. And that means that the rain is there, but not everywhere. Scattered showers can fall in one place or on one field and miss another field entirely right next door to it. That's why the Lord said to it, even though it is the season for rain, you need to ask anyway because it might miss you. You need to pray for the Holy Spirit to rain down upon you. So it's saying that even though it is the season of the Holy Spirit, we have to ask for the Holy Spirit. He's not something that automatically comes upon us. So between these two verses, we have a picture for those of us who are dirt but wish to bear fruit in our lives for the Lord Jesus. Break up your fallow ground, the very heart of who you are, so that you can receive new seed for new growth and more fruit, and also have a passion and desire for the outpouring of God's Spirit to bring that Word of God that is in you, that is already growing or about to be planted, to harvest. Now, this scripture can be applied to each of us individually. But I want to give you a collective prophetic vision as well, because we're connected. We live in a time as part of this church in which the term latter rain is actually fairly appropriate. My life, our lives together are closely connected in this church. I believe that God has called me to be your pastor, and it was divinely appointed and confirmed 15 years ago. So if you're a member of this church or you're one of our many visitors swimming in our pool, my words might very easily be God's word to you. So you might want to pay attention. If there is something eternally significant about your being here and my being here, and I don't believe in accidents or coincidence, then the word of God that I carry is in many ways God's word for us as a people at this time. We were put together by God to fulfill the purpose that He has for us. I think that the first 10 years that I was here was in many ways the season of the former rains. And that came to a close as we moved here about 5 years ago. The first outpouring of God's Spirit on us was back in that time in which we produced the fruit of God's Word in us for those 10 years, and it moved us along in terms of ministry and vision and fruit. Now, I believe that everything has meaning, and that this trip to Jamaica and Fort Myers, in which 10% of our congregation was actually down south, is a point of separation. It's a cuss period of time. It's a transition of fruitfulness and ministry, I think, that is taking place right now. Now, I don't know what all that means yet, because I haven't walked it, neither have you, but I can see the fruit that I have produced in the past. I can see the fruit that this church as a whole, you guys, have done in the past, and our work together, but the future is before us. And my fruit and your fruit in the season of the latter rain. It's time to seek the Lord in a new way. The last couple, 3 weeks of my life has been a time of plowing during that time in which I was working in Jamaica and Fort Myers. I also believe that it is a time which set up a marker between ministries. The ministry of this church, ours together, there's a marker there. It's a cusp. And things are changing. I've experienced great ministry in the past 15 years with you guys. And you have experienced great ministry as you have done the work that you have done in terms of us. And we've done it together. But I think that this is the time of the latter rain for us as a church. And this Jamaica Great Banquets and the Fort Myers Great Banquets was a separation marker. A separation of former rain and the latter rain. A separation of one harvest from another harvest. I think we'll see the Holy Spirit bringing new growth to us if we allow Him to plow us and if we have a desire for a fresh outpouring of His Holy Spirit. This is a time of renewal and plowing up the fallow ground. There are some of us who need to have the ground of our very being plowed again. Otherwise, we won't receive the new seed or the new growth and the fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The move of God's Spirit in us as a church has brought many of us to a great awakening of who we are over the past few years, that we are God's people in a unique way in these past 15 years. But this is a time of latter rain now. It's a new time. It's a time to seek the Lord again and to ask the Lord to give you the outpouring of His Spirit again. This is a new time, a new season, and it's time to seek the Lord. That which has gone before has been highly fruitful in this church and through the ministry that God has given to us. But that's gone now. Things are in transition. And I call each of us to renewal, to plow the fallow ground of our hearts. And as we open ourselves up to Him, the Lord will give us new seed as we allow Him to do what He wants in terms of our lives. We will be renewed as individuals and as a church through two things: the preparation of our hearts as we allow the Lord to break up our fallow ground. Well, how do we do it? Well, it's not a matter of beating on yourself or in terms of your past failures. We could all do that. We all have them. But it's a matter of submission to the Lord, turning you upside down and making you soft dirt again. It's ready for maximum fruitfulness. It's also a matter of having a real desire for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the latter rain. And it could be like scattered showers. It could land on you but miss the guy next to you. A passion in your soul not to have the Holy Spirit pass me by. I don't want those scatter showers to land on the next guy's ground and miss me. It can. I know that. Sitting right here in church, right now, the Holy Spirit can be raining on you and miss the person sitting next to you. Might be your spouse even. I don't want the Lord to pass me by in terms of what He wants to work in me. I want to be open to God's Word, His seed, and I want the life-giving water of His Spirit to make that seed grow. And it's not a matter of being a fanatic, but a passion for God's presence. Now, I don't know if you can say that, or can you ask that, or can you pray that? Jesus, I'm available for You to move in me. That's what I want with Jamaica, with that prayer right there. Lord, I want You in my life, and I want the deeper workings of Your Spirit. I want You to pour out on me the grace of Your Holy Spirit, and I'm going to join with anybody here who wants to make that prayer as well. And as we come together today and celebrate the Lord's Supper together, let it be a prayer that you ask. Of course, it's your life, not mine. And let us come together as a church, because these are the days of the latter rain.